WMBG, we are Williamsburg's radio station. How's it going, everybody? Ty Hodges here, and I have a full house in studio today, but it is for a good reason. There is an amazing performance that is coming up right here in Williamsburg by the Williamsburg Players. The musical, Next to Normal, it's going to run July 7th through the 16th at the Williamsburg Players. They are located at 200 Hubbard Lane in Williamsburg. Shows are at 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. You can get tickets online at williamsburgplayers.org or call the box office at 757-229-0431. And if you're not convinced, then let's tell you a little bit about the performance itself. So to do so, I am happy to welcome in Jeffrey Seiler. He is the artistic director of the performance. Marcia Parch, she is with the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Williamsburg, and we have Rainey Wachter, who is playing Diana in the performance. Welcome into the studio, everybody.
Thank you, Ty.
So, Jeffrey, let's start with you. Sure. For the people who have never heard of Next to Normal, tell us a little bit about the show and how you guys chose it.
Sure. The show is called Next to Normal. It's a musical about a small suburban family that is dealing with a mother who struggles with bipolar disorder. It shows how the family copes with her illness and with crisis. The show was on Broadway from 2009 to 2011. It was written by Brian Yorkie and Tom Kitt. Nominated for 11 Tony Awards, it won 3, and it also won a Pulitzer Prize for drama. It's one of 3 musicals in the last 30 years that have won a Pulitzer. The last one being Hamilton, yes. Thank you all. The reason, so we chose this show because of the amazing writing and the fantastic music. It's almost a completely sung through musical with a cast of 6 people. Christina Westenberger is the director. Suzanne Daniel is the music director. And they're both extremely pleased with our rehearsal period so far. It's a really challenging show, but the cast is very professional and super talented. Personally, when I saw the show on Broadway, it was definitely one of the most memorable performances I have ever seen. I was pretty speechless when I left the performance. It's one that stays with you afterwards and gets better the more you think about it.
And so tell us, Jeffrey, a little bit about the show's affiliation with NAMI, which people are going to hear me and hear everyone in this room say NAMI, and that stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, just so no one is lost. So what is the show's affiliation with NAMI in Williamsburg?
Well, the 6 performances are actually a special event in support of NAMI Williamsburg. Because the show is about mental illness, I wanted to find a local organization that the theater could help support. And I'll have Marcia talk to you about their organization. We also wanted to have talkbacks after the Sunday matinees with mental health experts to talk about the show, to help educate, and for audience member questions. Joseph Lee will be leading the talkback on July 9th. He is a licensed clinical social worker on the South Side in Virginia Beach. And Ed Whitaker will be leading the talk back on July 16th after that matinee. Ed is in Newport News with Rock Landing Psychological Group, and he is a licensed clinical social worker as well.
All right. And Marcia, as a board member with NAMI, you can enlighten us. What sort of programs does NAMI have for the local community?
Well, we offer support groups and educational programs for individuals and their families affected by mental illness. There are 2 support groups that meet weekly. One is for individuals who have mental illness, and the other is for their friends and family. The groups meet every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at St. Stephen's Lutheran Church on Jamestown Road, and anyone is welcome to attend. In addition, every other year, NAMI Williamsburg offers a 12-week class. It's called Family to Family, and it's for families and friends who have loved ones with mental illness. The class, it provides an overview of mental illness. It looks at the brain disorders and the biological factors involved. It looks at treatments, current medications, and coping skills and daily living strategies for caregivers.
Now, if any of our listeners out there that just strikes a chord with them. They're like, wow, that is something I need in my life, whether it be for them or for a family member or a friend or anything like that. Where can they contact you for this support, and how can they get in contact with the organization?
Well, there are three ways. We have a phone number. It's 757-220-8535. That's 220-8535. We also can be reached via email at info@namiwilliamsburg.org. And we also have a website, and we can be contacted online at namiwilliamsburg.org.
Again, that is N-A-M-I, so N-A-M-I. So, Rainey, you are playing Diana in the show, so tell us a little bit about your character, and how do you feel about playing this very, very emotional character?
Well, I think the word grateful comes to mind. I can't even think of any musical theater roles that allow an actress to get on such an emotional roller coaster ride. So I'm grateful, and we are all having a great time. The cast is super talented, very professional, always prepared. So it's just an honor, and I'm grateful. She's an amazing character.
And that kind of leads me to my next question. So overall, you know, you said there are six of you all who are really tackling the production. How is the rehearsal process going overall for everybody as a group?
Well, as of last week, at the end of the week, with a whole month to go before we actually open, our director had the entire show blocked. And so we did our first run through together last night from beginning to end, and it was amazing because almost everyone was sort of off book, which is a great place to be a month before show opens. But we've had a great time together. Our director has also scheduled in family dinners. We've had two of them so far, and when I say family dinners, it's a scheduled potluck in the lobby of the theater where we actually have a chance to sit and get to know each other, because you don't have a lot of time at rehearsals. You're busy playing a part. But that's been wonderful, and I kind of feel like we're already really a family.
And for those who are unaware, though I don't know how they couldn't be at this point, tell us a little bit about the Williamsburg Players. Who are they? And how does one go about getting tickets to any of these performances?
Well, the Williamsburg Players is Williamsburg's local community theater group. They just celebrated their 60th season this year. They're at 200 Hubbard Lane. And if you would like to come out and see Next to Normal and support your community theater and NAMI Williamsburg, you can get tickets by calling the box office at 757-229-0431, or you can buy your tickets right online at williamsburgplayers.org.
And again, the show will run from July 7th to the 16th at the Williamsburg Players. Again, 200 Hubbard Lane in Williamsburg. Shows are at 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Thank you, everyone, for coming in studio today. It sounds like it's going to be a powerful performance, and hopefully it is a successful one as well. So we hope you all continue to do great work, and we hope the show goes off without a hitch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.